Hey guys, and welcome to episode 56 of Dad Knows Best. I'm Harrison Mudge, proud father of one, and to my left, father of two. You know him. You love him. Adam Callow.
What is this intro? Man, I like it.
I've had three Pringles and my blood sugar is sky high.
Correction, he's had three Pringles and half a tub of roses.
More like a third, mate. You were warrioring through those.
I know, man. It's pre-Pelly Day, man, so I'm getting all my calories in.
Before we dive into that...
Let's not dive into that.
For anyone that's new to the show, this is just a chin wag, chewing the fat, a couple of dads sharing stories, telling you what it's like to be a dad. You know.
Someone new to this is going... Hold on, a couple of dads in a studio.
Yeah, this is a very low-key, relaxed, you know. This is just us having a normal conversation.
We need to do that thing. We said we're going to change that room through there and get those three seats and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I want to do that.
Well, let's do that. Do you want to do it now, live on the show?
Okay. I need to buy some stuff off Facebook.
So today, Adam, and then disinfect it for a week.
Don't fun in that, man.
Today, Adam, it's not a good day for me. Anyone that's seen the title of the show will already know. And so I want to keep today's episode short and sweet because it's going to hurt me. It's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you.
Oh, I like this already, man.
Today, I need to sort of apologize for a few things that I've said.
You apologize to the audience or to me?
I'm looking down the camera because we've got a camera. But for anyone that's listening, head over to YouTube, search Dad Knows Best, and subscribe.
I don't know what's coming in.
But... I'm just going to say it. I have, and it's not often that this happens to me, so it's a weird feeling, but I was wrong. I was wrong about a couple of things, Adam. And today is my formal apology.
I'm just going to sit up and enjoy this. And
let me just caveat that. I feel like I'll get this out of the way first to caveat the whole thing, because I think it gives it more context. Let me just say a life lesson that I'm learning and trying to really implement into my life. People that are listening to this for the first time, by the way, be like, what the fuck are they talking about? So go back and listen to all the episodes, or watch, or both, subscribe. A life lesson I'm trying to remember daily is I may not understand it, but it doesn't mean that it's not important.
Wow.
So,
wow. And
eventually, we'll get to the point which makes all this make sense. Okay. But basically, if you go back and listen to some of the episodes, let's take holidays, for example, like Halloween and Christmas. Mm-hmm. People do things on those days. I've got opinions about that. I've not really done it myself. Therefore, my idea of like, oh, Christmas and oh, Halloween or whatever mm-hmm. has always been like, meh, whatever. Let's do something. We'll have some fun. But that's about it. Now that I am a father, I am starting to see, and I can feel the smug grin on your face, even though I'm not looking at you in the eyes.
No grin. Ahead.
I can. I am becoming more aware of the pleasure of doing these things for the little one. But at the same time, find it difficult that. So there's a weird challenge. There's a weird sort of like, I don't know if it's like confusion or whatever, but like. So Christmas, for me, I can take or leave. It's always just about the family anyway. But like, Emmy lights up when we, or really wants to like do a big effort for Christmas and things like that for Elliot. And I'm well on board with it. But there's like I'm on board, but I don't know what the fuck to do. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, yeah.
It's new for you.
Exactly. So it's new for me. So give me a break, guys. But yeah, so I'm...
No one's being hard on you. It sounds like you're being hard on yourself, I'll be honest with you.
No, you've briefed me about a few things. So this
hold on, this is not going to plan. I thought it was an apology.
So that's more of a justifiable one. That's just one thing that I'm just going to get used to. Like Halloween, for example, we just went around a friend's house, socially distanced, of course. But it was like, I was like, oh yeah, because the parents didn't really do anything Halloweeny, but it was like the kids, it's kind of a cool thing for the kids.
Yeah.
But it's not, again, it's not something I've ever done. So it's like, what do you do? sort of thing. So that's something we'll refine and we'll get better at in time, which I'm looking forward to.
Just a pot on that before you move on.
Sure, shoot.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
I'm glad I'm recording all this because I like play it back. And like, yeah. Remember when you were on my side for once rather than wobble in your head.
Yeah, like, but we've had to push you to break, and now we're trying to build you.
I'm going to break you down before we can build you back up.
Exactly, but like,
99% need not apply.
Listen, you're finding the fun. You're finding the fun of these events through your little one, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's cool. You get to. And it's not even like relive stuff that you didn't do, because it doesn't. That's not the point here. It's like you've never done them. That's not a problem. The fact that you're finding enjoyment to do them with your son, amazing. Enjoy. Yeah,
but sometimes
explore it.
But it's like, you know me. Like you ask something. You ask if I want to do anything, even if it's something I might like. I'm like, ooh, you're asking me to commit right now, and back's against the wall. I'm not sure.
Yeah, like I'll commit before you finish the sentence, and, and I'm like, Ari, I just need an answer.
I'm like, I need to come back to you in 2 to 3 days once I've really thought about it.
I'd love to know what actually goes on in your head in that situation, but let's not go there.
It's just literally, it's just a conversation with myself where it's like, you would like it. Would you like it? You might like it. Would you like it? You might like it. Think about it. Imagine if you were doing it. Did you like that? And that, it's just like that. And then it's like, well, because my instinct is, if you ask something of me, I'm going to say no first, because if it turns out bad, then it'll have been my own fault for committing.
We have so like, much fun joking about Mark saying no. I've just realized that you and Mark are two peas in a pod. Need to clip this and send it to
that's
Mark.
That's why me and Mark are so close, man.
That is amazing insight.
So yeah, so that's the holidays, and then
enjoy it.
Then another. I know. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. But the challenge there is to like remind myself every time that it's like, because again, I might enjoy it, but then I'll, because it's not front of mind, it's like, fucking hell, I'm just going to forget about it. And then it ends up like just being, not being anything. It just ends up being a bit like, if I'd have thought about it, maybe we could have done something better.
Sounds like you're still in your own head a lot about it. Like Halloween's coming.
Probably need to put him in a pumpkin,
go around the friend's house, have a few beers and watch my boy have some fun.
Yeah. It's more that I'm not in my head about it at all. That's the thing. So it's like,
okay.
So I need to be like reminded that we.
So it's like doors are open, and you're like, actually, it's quite fun through there. And I've just realized you need to just go through the door.
Need to pass that door a few more times to see it.
Cool. Let's grease the
needs
groove.
Needs to be lights around
as you
it,
like to say.
Remember, this is the thing.
Cool.
And then I want to move on to like.
Actually, let's not move on. Quick question.
No, it's still on the same aspect.
Yeah, but I just wonder how are you going to remind yourself? How are you going to make sure that you don't go, this isn't fun, I don't do Christmas?
It's more of a just a mental like. Remember, Scrooge. People like this. This is a good thing to do. Turn that frown upside down.
No, that's the internal chat you got to change. It's not people like this. It's, hold on, I actually like this. Through the lens of my son, I really like
this. It's the through the lens of.
Yeah, cool. That's fine.
But that's the connection. It's like, because I'm like, but I don't like this. I don't need this. I don't need this. I don't need presents at Christmas.
There's loads of shit I
Christmas,
don't like
I'm over.
Doing. But I actually enjoy them when I'm doing them with my kids. Mm-hmm. Christmas films. I don't like Christmas films.
But there's like a moment where someone goes, should we watch this Christmas film? And you're like, fuck no.
But that will change.
And then you're like, okay, no, hold on. What are you actually asking me?
Is, do you want to spend some
having,
time?
Are we having a Christmas film with the family and the kids and the blah, blah, blah?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
what I'm doing
but the gut reaction, this is why I don't like commit to things too soon, is you're like, you're asking me and I'm going to say no.
Yeah. But here's what I've learned over time, and it's still far from where I want it to be, is what actually happens is when someone asks you a question, you default away from yourself slowly. And someone goes, like, oh, do you want a Christmas film? Like, where I want to get to is, yeah, my boys will really enjoy watching a Christmas film with me. That's not where it goes now. My path is not there. But that's what I want it to be.
Yeah, and like you see some people that are really good when it comes to, I don't know, seeing stuff that their kids would love. Mm-hmm. For example, like Jamie. Don't know if he listens or watches, but when we were in America, he was like, he went to the Disney store and all this stuff, and he had like this list of things that he wanted to look out for. I'm like if, where from my position, that was like, wow, that's like quite a lot of thinking and planning and preparation and stuff like that. Like, that's not where I'm at, but you must slowly turn to kid mode.
Around Walmart and he picks them up. He's like, oh,
this will be perfect for
exactly.
But that's the same for like gifts for people as well. Mm-hmm. Like, are some people just better at buying gifts?
Oh, yeah, 100% of people are better at gifting.
Because again, it's like, Christmas is kind of the best example because it's just because everyone sort of knows that you buy gifts for people. But it's like, it seems like the wrong time to have to, because the only time you're thinking about it is when you're being pressured because Christmas is coming up. So you're like, shit, now I need to think about this gift thing. But it's kind of almost the wrong time to think about that, I would say, because if only you could have that thought in the back of your mind all year round.
You can train yourself to do that.
The chance of you finding an amazing gift for mm-hmm. someone would be so much better, right?
Yeah, because you just stumble across it.
Because you'd be like, this would be perfect for Adam because it's whatever. Because it's a 2-liter bottle of whiskey with a straw attached.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, you just get better at gifting. But listen, I think the thing is, like, there's just changes. Like,
we're going through changes.
And it's cool the fact you're accepting them and you're embracing them, man. So don't beat yourself mm-hmm. up and just keep little reminders. Through the lens of Elliot is what you need to keep thinking. Mm-hmm. Okay? Change the question. When something comes into you, it's like, how does this impact Elliot? Mm-hmm. And have that as your first filter.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So then moving on to a little bit more materialistic aspect. We remember the time when we spoke about tech for kids.
Yeah.
And again, my position stands, so I'm not flip flopping. I'm not U-turning.
Worse than apologies. I'm just putting it out.
Hey, I said sorry at the start of the show. I swear.
Yeah. Followed by I'm just going to caveat this.
So I would say that my position still stands. I'm not doing a U-turn or anything like that. But Elliot is going to be inheriting, let's say, an iPad.
I remember. But about the podcast.
But let me clarify.
The shit you gave
me
when I told you.
Let me clarify. Emmy has an iPad
yep.
that she doesn't use ever.
She can sell it.
I've already thought about this conversation as well, so we'll get onto that in a sec. So it's lying around doing nothing. So she's just going to get a case, which I need to ask you about. Once you've come down off your pedestal, we'll have a conversation about ideal cases. Because didn't you say you've got a good case?
Yep, great case. Went through three, found a great case. Both cool. My boys have iPads. Cool.
So he's getting an iPad. He's getting an iPad, which is just going to be locked to YouTube Kids, and it's going to be on Hey Dougie 24/7.
It's not even about the podcast where we spoke about tech. It was like, I'm taking this back years now, age. It's like when I told you...
I think you should keep it to the show.
Just for those guys having context.
Let's...
The amount of shit you gave me when I was like, Riley's got an iPad and he was like...
Totally agree.
And he was like two.
Totally agree.
Yeah, how old are
you? Totally agree. I'm on your side. Elliot is 1 year old and he's getting a fucking iPad. That's absolutely absurd. It's absolutely absurd. But if you just let me know what case is best.
Cool. Listen, I knew this was all going to happen.
I know you did, and that's why.
Okay.
That's why this episode is painful.
The amount of times I've said to you in the past.
Hey, why are you shouting? I'm right here.
The amount of times I've said to you in the past, I'm like, just wait and see. Just wait and see.
I know. But it's not a caveat. There's a little worry though that. And I guess it's the same for everyone, even adults. But like,
adults,
big people, you know, big tall, drive cars. is we're all getting like screen dependent, mm-hmm. and it's like, and that's like kind of my like, oh, should he really be having this though? Because again, the screen is 1 year old. He can't walk yet.
Yeah, listen, we kind of had like a. a mini conversation about this when you're like, what do your kids do on the iPad? Like, I think there's a way to use it in a positive way.
Right now, when he gets it, he won't be able to use it. It'll be us putting YouTube kids on a 24-hour playlist and just propping it up for him.
But I'll be really honest, I kind of credit, there's a series of apps that I paid 35 quid for, and there's about 12 or 15 of these apps, and they are fantastic for maths and English. Like, fantastic. They're so engaging. Patterns and shapes for like 18 months, 2 year olds, maybe even year old, just to move stuff and like square, and you press it and it would be a triangle and it wouldn't tick, and you press it and it'd be a square, and then it would go into maths and then it would go into English. I honestly credit that app for like the fact that so Riley is fantastic at maths. Reggie is even better. Really? So Reggie's probably on par, well, probably only 6 months behind Riley, and there's what's the age gap? 2 years.
Wow.
So I would say you can embrace it and use it. Just because it's on a screen, I actually think there's a positive. I understand your point.
Yeah, I guess it's the application, right? Yeah, yeah. So long as it's not just, poof, here's the iPad, shut up for 6 hours sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, listen, like we used to pull it out when you go out for dinner, like to put it on for 15 minutes to just put something on so you get 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Someone listens to this might be like, oh, bad parent. Oh, get off your high horse.
The other thing as well is I don't want to have fucking Simple Songs on the TV blasting out
songs?
whilst
is that a channel?
So on Amazon they've got the Simple Songs. There's like different ones that are like 45 minutes a piece.
Oh, okay.
But if you YouTube it as well, Simple Songs playlist, it'll do the same thing. The Baby Shark, Five Little Ducks, and all the nursery rhymes.
Okay.
But they've got some are cartoons, some are puppets, and I don't know why, but kids just, well, Elliot anyway, just seems to
lock on.
Just the music, the jingles, the noise, just and that's it. Literally, and like he to the point.
Sorry, someone listened to the show and
you know, and it's like, is it pause? But yeah, he just zones into it, and you like you can't like, and you'll go in front of him, you're like Elliot, Elliot, and he'll just try and look around you. And you're like, so that's like, oh, is this good or is this bad? Because this is he doesn't watch. For example, we'll put Paw Patrol on, but he doesn't watch that. That's kind of on and flashing and loud, but obviously it's not musical or anything, so he just doesn't really engage with it too much.
I think just learning like what stimulates him. And I'm really a big fan of like, it's not good, it's not bad, it just is. And then working out, what's the behavior you want?
Yeah.
And Sarah hates it when I talk about it like this, because she says, he's not a dog, you can't train him like a dog. You kind of can.
We're in blackout here.
There we go.
But yeah, so just to that note before I move on slightly, on the point of habits, is because we were trying to eat dinner and he got a bit fussy, we started putting Simple Songs on while we're having dinner. But then he zones out to that. And now I think what we've done is kind of created a weird, he won't eat unless the music's on because he's fussy every time he's in his chair. Simple Songs goes on. Then you can put a spoon in his mouth. And then you can pause the TV. So long as there's just a still image of Simple Songs on, he'll then eat. That's just like a bizarre scenario that we find ourselves in. But it's like, well, but otherwise he's not going to eat.
When he's so fucking 18, that's a real mood kill. When he's dating, that's going to be a problem.
Sorry, babe, just need to put Baby Shark on because he just gets me hungry.
Just need the first 3 seconds. Give me that still. Let's go.
So
that's a behavior that you're clearly aware of that you want to change. So you can slowly change it. You can't drastically change it because you'll have a nightmare.
Well, the pausing of it is already a slight change, so like we still have to put him on just for him to sit in his chair for a sec, and then he watches it and we pause it and then we start feeding him, which is really obscure, but it's kind of where we're at right now.
Cool.
I'm not really sure why that is.
It just is.
But like, I've noticed that you like to watch something when you eat as well.
Yeah, it's weird. Every time me, you and Sam are having lunch together, I just like to have something on when I eat.
And that's like watching TV is like the worst time to eat food.
Because you're
not,
shovel.
You're literally putting stuff in your mouth and you're not even making the association that you're eating. Mm. So if you eat properly, you should eat slow enough to know when you're full.
Yeah, mine's down from
what you do is just wolf it down because you've watched a 10-minute video and you've just not even, you don't even feel that there's like a large mass inside of you.
My habit's built up because I think it's a waste of time eating. not that blanket statement, but like, do you know when you are...
You and I are two very different people.
Yeah, but like for me, I'm either sat engaging with someone, having a conversation, and we're talking and there's nothing on, and it's a thing, not an event, I don't know how far as that, but it's a thing. Or whenever I was on the road or bits like that, I would grab my lunch, sit in the car, listen to a podcast while I eat. So I always found it a really good time to consume content while I do this thing where I just need to get through so I can then get back on the road. That's kind of like, even back to when I was an area sales manager, like I just spent a lot of time on the road and I would just be like, eat, consume content, done, go. It was never a sit and enjoy the food. And I'm getting more into that. Hey, I got this great new subscription called Pad Thai Guy.
Tell me more.
So I pay a subscription and 5 days a week I get delicious Pad Thai.
Wow.
At my desk, and like,
but how do you know it's fresh?
Well, there's a really good story behind this. So the person I buy it from, they actually go live every Friday, and not just make the pad thai. They kind of teach me what's going into my food.
Wow!
And it really connects me with the food, and it makes me excited and inspired to support a small business, eat something that's better than Nando's every single day. It's saving me money, making me feel better. It's just a win-win. So if you want to go and check that out, Harry, where did they go?
They will...
Search Harry Mudge.
Hopefully they'll be able to just search the Pad Thai Guy on Facebook.
Yeah, by the time
point.
This goes live, yeah. That's cool. So Pad Thai Guy is H and he makes delicious Pad Thai. Subscriptions coming to you soon. This episode of DKB is sponsored by
the Pad Thai Guy.
There you go.
Ding!
Logo.
Yeah, I think that... So I... didn't want to go too far down this rabbit hole, but I thought that...
Just like another quick apology would be fine.
I thought that just merely highlighting the fact that I'm aware that I've said some things and I still stand by them.
Doesn't feel like an apology. Is there another quick example you can give of something else?
Is there another...
You've got a complete U-turn on so loud I can hear the car screeching. Because that's what the show has been. It's just been a... U-turn.
No, but I think what it is I saw
a terrible screech sound.
I saw the iPad and realized what was happening and thought, shit, I need to get out ahead of this.
Agree. Yeah, it would have been a PR nightmare for you.
Yeah. Because they'll eat me alive on the internet. And they'll be like, this guy is such a flip-flop. I don't think I'm a flip-flop. I think that I'm someone that is willing to change their opinion.
Hey, we all admire you. You're growing. As an individual, I see real growth.
Thank you. Thank you. Probably not in the right ways either with Christmas coming. But yeah, so I think the iPad thing, I stand by my position. I think it's ridiculous to get it, but I am aware and I realize that this is something that you've said. You, Adam Callow, for the record, said it, and it's happening. So I think that this is more of a message to the listeners and the viewers that we come up with some pearls that they really need to take away and apply to their own lives, because these pop tips.
You put disclaimers on this show, right?
I mean, we usually say
this started off as an apology, and I feel like you've turned it into a, guys, I'm growing.
I believe that the ability to...
Don't say apologize.
No, I'm trying to think of another. I don't want to say grow because you've already just said that, but like, you can have a strong opinion about something, and just because you change your stance on it doesn't mean you've U-turned or flip-flopped so much as...
What was the opening statement? It sounded very stoic. Let's end the show on that because I really liked that.
So,
I think I remember it. I didn't know if you had it written down.
Yeah, I've got it written down.
Give me that again.
It's a life lesson that I've learned and learning still. I think what happened was you sort of derailed me by saying this is a positive. And I was like, oh, I thought I was going to get a barrage if I told you. I may not understand it, but it doesn't mean that it's not important.
I love that. Yeah.
And I think that that's a key takeaway that I should get printed on a t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And wear on my sleeve, or
make you more curious to what other people find important to them.
Yeah, I think it's something good to maybe keep in mind when you just see. So we'll wrap this up, guys, for everyone, for the millions of people that are still watching, is it, and it's kind of applicable, you know, when people when I see, let me take a step back. We mentioned at the top of the show that the Peloton arrives soon. And you jazzed about it. Mm-hmm. It's cool. I think you're all a bunch of weirdos. But hey, if you're excited about it, brings you happiness, brings you joy, more power to you.
Mm-hmm. There's two things.
Because everyone should have something in their lives that makes them happy.
Agree.
And if it's not your thing, but I think find your thing.
But I think the thing is with the Pelly specifically is it's banter right now because of how I operate with certain things. Yeah. If I turn it into a habit and it brings me happiness, great. If I return it, may the banter continue until the next thing that I buy to fix my health.
Well, on next month's show, we will know for sure, because what's the return policy on that?
30 days.
30 days.
So here's a deal. Next month's show, guys, get over to YouTube and hit subscribe. Next month's show, I'm either going to rock up in just casuals like now, and if head to toe in fucking Peloton. Lycra. Peloton swag, Lycra.
Because correct me if I'm wrong, you've got the shoes.
I've got the shoes, yeah. It comes in the bundle. At checkout. they give you some options. They give you upgrade options. I've got yoga blocks coming. I've never done yoga in my life. Sarah literally sent me the receipt the other day and was like, what do you do with yoga blocks? I'm like, I don't know, but we got two.
And on that note, guys, we will leave it there. Thank you so much for sticking around and listening and or watching over on YouTube. If you've not already subscribed to the channel or the podcast, please do hit the subscribe button, leave a comment, share everything, do everything, please, because my happiness is anchored on the number of listens and subscribers. I'm joking, of course. But I appreciate you guys. And until next time, stay classy.